The Florida House wants to crack down on illegal adoptions, up the education and professional standards for child abuse investigators and case managers, and increase transparency at the Florida Department of Children and Families. Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel is carrying the measure in her chamber. The House is pushing a plan by Republican Representative Gail Harrell of Stewart, who gave a reason why the bill has taken so long to come together.
We workshopped this bill three different meetings, and we had testimony from a variety of people, everyone from advocates, the department, the CBCs, and the judiciary as well. So this is a very complex, comprehensive bill, and I'm going to take a few minutes to walk you through it, if you don't mind.
Harrell presented her plan before the House Appropriations Committee Monday. The bill is similar to the proposal making its way through the Senate. For example, both chambers want to give investigators tuition reimbursements and loan forgiveness programs in the hopes of getting better qualified workers. Both plans want more investigators to have social work degrees, and as Harrell points out, both chambers agree that when a child that has had previous contact with DCF dies, that information should be available right away.
When you have a transparent system and the community knows what's going on, the system is held accountable. And it does that by requiring basic information about child deaths be reported, that are reported through the child abuse hotline, be posted on the public website.
During Monday's hearing on the proposal, several lawmakers peppered Harrell with questions, and there's a concern from those in the field that the plan does not go far enough.
I think we're running out of time.
There are 2 weeks left before state lawmakers go home, and Mike Watkins with the Big Bend community-based care organization worries the proposal may not have enough time to get through the legislature. CBCs are nonprofits which administer the state's foster care system. Watkins is concerned there's not enough emphasis on children under five, who are more likely to die from abuse and neglect than those who are older, and he wants a closer look at how the department operates.
I don't think it goes far enough in this bill for us to help protect the lives of kids in the state of Florida. I specifically would ask that we look at another solution, a broader solution going forward that would evaluate the scheme of DCF going forward, what they're good at, what they're bad at, how they can best serve our people of the state of Florida.
Groups like the Florida Coalition for Children are backing the proposal, but are concerned there's not enough money being put into the system to make the plans work. Representative Harrell admits the proposal is incomplete, and she says she plans to work on it more during the next legislative session. The House Appropriations Committee approved the bill, sending it to the chamber floor. The Senate version of the proposal is in its last committee stop and will be heard Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.